last piece of module four. So it's the last decision that I'm going to make you kind of lean into for a little bit now, and that is medium. So what it is that you're actually going to letter with. You'll notice there are some artists out there like Karen from iPad Lettering who does the vast majority of her lettering on her iPad. Then there are other people out there like Jeannie Dixon that we looked at earlier who very rarely touches an iPad, does a lot of things with brush pens and watercolors or inks, that kind of thing. And then there are people like me who kind of do a little bit of weirdo crossover. You've got people like Becca Klassen who do tactile lettering and use food for their lettering. You've got people who do really large scale stuff, people who only work with calligraphy nibs, whatever it is in terms of medium, it's up to you to choose what feels good for you. So again, we're looking for a starting point here. I want you just to have this piece written down so that you know what it is going to be your primary focus for now. If you are focused on everything, you won't move forward as much as you'd like to on the things that actually matter. So for now, we're just going to choose at least a range of focus. See if you can find the thing that ties together what it is that you want to work with. I love my iPad for the fact that it gives me the flexibility and the portability of moving around with my art and not having to set up and pack down and have water and worry about one of my small humans knocking things over like I always did when I was working with watercolors. For many years, I worked at a standing desk because I always had a toddler hanging off my legs and I was always worried that they would knock things over. So it's kind of nice now to be able to sit on the couch with my iPad. But whether you want to work with paper and pen, you want to, feel your lettering, whether you want to work with food, whether you want to work with buttons, whether you want to carve your letters out of wood, the mediums available to you are endless. But I want you to choose something to start with. Today's lettery feature is Becca from the Happy Ever Crafter, who I would assume, again, there's every chance you've had exposure to already. I love the way that Becca does work with a few different things. She does some incredible lettering on mirrors for weddings and things like that. It's around Halloween time at the moment, so she's recently been lettering on pumpkins. I used to letter on coffee cups. I mean, as I said, you can kind of letter on most things if you try hard enough. But I love the way she doesn't limit herself to just one particular medium. She does a lot of watercolors, and she's also well known for her work with brush pens. So go and have a check out of her work. She's got some cool chalk stuff on there as well. Go check out her work and see if there's anything there that lights you up, that makes you feel like you'd like to explore it. But in terms of your actual homework for today, what I'd like you to do before choosing your thing that you're going to focus on is actually make a list of every single medium that you would like to try out. Because I don't know about you, but I have no desire to actually create letters with food. I could think of nothing more stressful. I love Becca's work. It's amazing. Becca Klassen. But I honestly, it's not my jam. And to be honest, having tried chalk lettering, I know that chalk lettering is not my jam either. So, or also the pun around not being my jam, food lettering, was totally not intended. So what I would like you to do before you kind of stress out about choosing one thing is actually brainstorm every single medium that you would like to letter on with around anything like that. Stefan, who we talked about earlier in the course, often references one of his big dreams being to have his lettering on an airplane, which sounds like a lot. There are lots of people who love the idea of having a full-scale mural done of their lettering and all that kind of thing. A lot of the times when people references those things, I can just feel my stomach drop and I just think, oh, I couldn't think of anything worse than a project like that. But if that lights you up, then put it on your list. Put all the things on the list, write them all down, because once they're out of your head, you don't have to stress about your brain keeping them stored away there, and you can come back and reference it when you want to consider other things. I love having these, kind of brain dumps written down where I've got all my little pieces of creative inspiration. It doesn't all get used. You might revisit it in 6 months' time and go, I can't believe I thought I wanted to letter with coffee beans. Who wants to do something like that? Or you might come back and go, you know what? I tried watercolors. I didn't like the feel. I didn't like, what went on there. So I'm done with that one. Tick it off my list. Moving on. So write them all down. And then I want you to have a sense of which one you want to lean into at the moment as in terms of just having focus. So don't allow, I'm just going to say, if your big one for right now is full scale, murals, don't then allow that to be the thing that stops you from moving forward right now. You can still move forward by planning in that direction without actually necessarily having to have walls to paint on. So if that's your end goal, you might be working on an iPad right now and you can actually create things for stock images of walls, for want of lack of a better example. But whatever it is, make sure that you're working with something that isn't going to, you're not going to just use as a tool of self-sabotage. So you're not going to just choose something that you definitely can't access so that you can sit on your hands and go, well, you know, I really want to work in watercolors, but they're too expensive. Don't do it. Like, if you want to work in watercolors and you don't have any expensive ones right now, go and buy some from the $2 shop, get a paintbrush and get started, because there is so much practice that can go on before you have all the fancy things. Say you want to work with brush pens and you get upset because you've only got two of them. You know what? Start with the two of them. Start with the ones you've got. You might want to make lots of colors, but start with what you've actually got available to you, which is our literary prompt for today. Use what you've got. I see lots and lots of people who say they want to start lettering. And I know if you're in this space, that's not you, because you are already lettering. But in terms of even moving forwards with your goal, don't allow, I don't have the right tools or I don't have the things I need to actually stop you from moving forward. Find a creative solution and find a way to get through that. And honestly, if you are super stuck on that at any point, flick me an email. I'm not far away. These are the sorts of things that I'm happy to problem solve with you. And I want to see you actually taking action. We have reached the end of module 4, and I am so thoroughly impressed that you've gotten this far. I'm excited to see your little creative inspiration vision board thing coming together and find this beautiful constellation of who you are and what your unique lettery style is going to be. Next up, we're going to start talking about connecting some of the dots and finding a way to bring all of this together. But for now, enjoy today's creative practice, enjoy the work that you've done this week, and you're amazing.